You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all the other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Dolores Guiñazu on the line, and she's a managing director and certified translator over at Lift Value Translations and Consulting, and she's also host of the Attitudable podcast. Dolores, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me.
So, Dolores, I am excited to get into today's topic. We're going to talk about Lift Value Translations and Consulting, and we're also going to talk about your podcast, so Attitudable Podcast. For people that have been listening to this show for a long time, you know I love supporting other podcasters and the podcasting community, so I definitely want everybody to go check that out. But before we get into that, let's talk more about Lift Value Translations and Consulting. Tell us a little bit more about the company and what you do, please.
Sure. Well, a long time ago, I have begun my career as a certified translator, a legal translator, and basically my first years were in-house in different American companies based in Buenos Aires in Argentina, is where I live, though I am from the northern part of Argentina, from a province called Chaco, but 24 years ago, approximately, this career translation studies was only available in the capital of the country. So I came here to study, and then I stayed working and never returned to leave, though, of course, I always go to visit friends and family. And I began working for different American guys and companies, and after 10 years of in-house, I decided to begin my freelance career because, well, I got married, I have children, and so I am working as a freelancer with my own company for more than 10 years right now, and I love translation. You know, translation has to do with the writing and interpretation with the talking, so I am with the writing side of the linguistic profession. And I love doing what I do. I mainly translate the different manuals, documents, certified personal documents that people need and have to legalize for perhaps studying abroad or going to live in other places. And books. I love translating mainly business books. It has to do with self-growth, professional growth, and the like.
Oh, I love it. I think it's a great story. And I love the fact that, you know, after many years in your profession, then you decided to launch your own business. So, you know, there's some people out there listening to this right now that maybe aren't as far along in their business and maybe they're just kind of getting started or even they're thinking about going out there and they have this skill set and they want to start a business. Now, obviously, we all learn from, you know, hindsight and our mistakes and other things. So now you've been in business, like you said, over a decade for for yourself. What kind of advice would you give to that Dolores that was just getting started out in business now that you have the benefit, of course, hindsight, and now you've been in business a long time?
Well, you have to make the big leap. I mean, we are always perhaps afraid of taking risks, but it is really worth doing and going to chase your dream. I hardly believe that as long as you like and you enjoy doing what you do, whether writing or coaching, whatever, you will be able to succeed and live, I mean, with your own profession, with your own job, because you have, of course, it's, you have to put on a lot of effort, a lot of hours, but if you enjoy doing that, you don't know that you are working. I mean, you enjoy that. So it's perhaps more difficult than having something for sure and no uncertainty. But I think that right now there's no more sure things or sure jobs. I mean, you have to just be passionate and make the leap. It's worth it.
That's awesome. Great advice there, Dolores. And I want to spend some time on your podcast. So Attitudable Podcast. So first off, what was the inspiration for launching this podcast?
Well, I've been a podcast fan for so many years, like an addict, I believe. I mean, I love listening to podcasts. And this year, I love your own podcast as well. And I have so many different shows in my store. And with the pandemic, these long months and days that we were at home, I decided to launch my own podcast. I mean, it was also like a big leap for me because, as I told you, I'm not accustomed to the oral part of the my profession. I mean, I'm only with the writing, with the paper and the isolation. And I love talking to people. That's why my own podcast is interviews with people that I admire. And I decided to launch it, and I'm enjoying it a lot so far. I have to, of course, learn a lot and keep on improving, but I like it.
So I'm biased because I run a podcast agency, so I always am telling people they should launch their own podcast. It's great. But of course, I'm biased because that's my business. We help people launch podcasts. But I love when I can get a brand new podcaster on here to talk about, you know, their experience, because the thing is I know how much a difference like launching a podcast and podcasting has made in my life and in my business. Heck, now it became my business. But but I know that others that are maybe being held back by, I don't know, it could be fear, it could be like lack of knowledge. I mean, it could be a lot of things. So to kind of help them or to inspire them, what are some of the main benefits that you've gotten? It could be personal, it could be professional. I mean, it could just be it was fun. But what are some of the main things that have come to your life since you've gone down this podcasting journey?
Yes, I my own podcast, as I told you, is Attitudable. I mean, the name. So with attitude, I believe that you learn by doing, and it's a trial and error, you know? You have to try and try till it gets better. Of course, when you are a seasoned podcaster like you and all your, I mean, all the people that you help and all that, it's easier. But at the very beginning, of course, it will be more difficult and you have to spend more time. But I believe it will, I hope it gets better. But in any way, in the meantime, you enjoy the process. So you have to keep on improving and recording and re-recording and trying to prepare a lot in advance. I do a lot of research. I spent a lot of hours previous to the interview, then after the interview and all that. But I enjoy from the very first moment that I decide to interview someone. and begin with the research, the gathering of information, the preparation of the questions that will be of interest for my audience or also for me, because I always learn, and that's what I want. I mean, to help people learn more and find new ways of doing or transforming their own career.
And that is so good, and that is so inspiring, and I love it. Because I always say, I'm like, the podcast, something about it. Like how you said you love podcasts and you love that. Yeah. To me, like, it feels like it gives you an opportunity to make that human connection. Like, you get to really connect with people, like, and you get to hear different things, and you get to hear what their stories are like. And I don't know, I just find it, and you said that I might be a professional. I don't know that. I just like coming out here and talking to people, so I don't think it has to be that complicated. Just to be clear, you're better than me already. You do so much work and you put so much effort in that. It's just more just like, how do we connect with people? And to me, I think that's an amazing part of the journey.
Yes, it's very intimate because you are listening. For example, you have a lot of podcasts, no? And your own voice, it's like a very intimate relation with a person who is hearing you, you know, listening to you. So I like it. And you can listen to your favorite shows or episodes while going to work, while doing some workouts or cooking. So I enjoy, for me, the medium is perfect. I like the
awesome
way you have it.
So, Dolores, that being said, so if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Lift Value Translations and Consulting, or if they want to listen to your podcast, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. You can check my website, liftvalue.com, and also there's a link to my Attitudable podcast right at the top of the page. And Attitudable, as it sounds, attitude plus able. Attitudable, it's available, I mean, it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, I mean, your favorite platform. And in the social media, of course, I'm in LinkedIn, as Lift Value, and Instagram, Twitter. I'll try to be all over, all around.
That's awesome. Well, Dolores, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if we're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Dolores, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks to you, Adam. Thanks for having me.